We have been in existence since 1994. We started as a program of the Basalt Library, and then we became independent in 2005 and work between Carbondale and Aspen.
For people who are unfamiliar with English in Action, what is the mission?
What we do is we help immigrants learn English, and that's sort of the starting point of our organization. But we also bring people together across cultural divides so that we have a healthy, well-integrated community.
And how many pairs of tutors? You have a student who decides they want to learn English, and then you have their tutor. How many pairs are there currently?
Currently, we have about 150 active pairs. But in all of our programs over the last year, we've served 330 students with the help of 220 volunteer tutors.
And what kind of difference does that make in the life of somebody who came to this country and doesn't know very many people and wants to try and get a hold on the language?
It can be incredibly isolating coming to a new country and having limited language skills. For many of our immigrant community members, they live and work in situations where they only have the opportunity to speak their native language. And for most of our participants, that's Spanish, but not for all. They don't have an opportunity many times to thrive and do all the things that they want to do and connect with people in the way that they want to connect with people. So having a volunteer tutor ensures that they have one advocate, one friend to start out with, and that often blossoms into a larger community of people that they can feel connected to. They can make a difference in their work, being able to get a better job or advance in the work that they're currently in. It can help them to be more involved in their kids' education, to be able to speak to teachers in English. It can also help people to be more involved in the community as a whole.
And have you seen a lot of success with proficiency?
We do testing before we match people with a volunteer tutor, and then we do testing at a year. And about 90% of our students will show measurable improvements in their language skills. Typically, it takes about a year to go up a level in their English skills. So learning English is a long process. But what we find is that after being matched with a volunteer tutor, our students are able to do things in English that they couldn't do before, whether it's for a beginner, just being able to have a basic conversation in English, or for somebody who's more advanced, they might have a goal like being able to take a specialized job exam that really requires a higher level of reading or writing.
Do you have people who come to you and they already have pretty decent English, but they're at that level where they just want to push it towards fluency?
Yeah, we have people at all different levels. So we have people that are complete beginners. They may be educated in their home country or they may have limited education. And then we have people who are quite advanced as well, but their English skills may still be getting in the way of doing something that they want to do.
Do you have any trouble finding tutors who feel comfortable teaching a new language?
Well, you know, I think one thing that stops a lot of people from becoming a tutor is that they think that they need to speak another language in order to do it. Because we have students at all different levels, you don't need to speak another language. Our students really need that exposure. And sometimes people are afraid of the commitment. It's an hour a week. You know, they're not sure if they can make that commitment. But when our students and tutors are able to make a connection, then it's a matter of spending an hour a week with a new friend, and that hour can just fly by.
Does English in Action work with other organizations here in the Valley?
We work with a number of different organizations in the Valley. A lot of organizations in the Valley refer potential learners to us. We're involved with the Manaus Valley Project, which is a new community organizing effort in the Valley, which is helping to give voice to all community members, including our students. And then so many different nonprofits help us in different ways, whether it's through spreading the word about what we do, or providing activities that our students and tutors can do together. We do some activities with Theater Aspen, with the Art Base, with Aspen Center for Environmental Studies, with Ski Company.
I've seen that you have special events like snowshoeing or concerts at the Belly Up. Tutors can take their student too and try something new.
Yeah, we want to create opportunities so that people can be involved in the community in new ways. And so that everybody can participate in all that our community has to offer.
I also saw there was a Know Your Rights training.
Yeah, we've done some informational sessions with attorney, just helping people to be more educated about some of the challenges that immigrants face.
And how is the organization conceived?
Well, the purpose of the organization was to ensure that everyone in our community had access to the ability to be involved, and language is a starting point of that. So when we were started by the Basalt Library, it was a very small program that matched volunteer tutors with adults who wanted to learn English, serving those two purposes of building language and making connections between people of different backgrounds.
So as much as it is about teaching these valuable skills, I feel like I see that it's very much about outreach as well.
I think it goes two ways. You know, that the tutor also really benefits from the experience. One of our tutors, Aaron Munch, who's a Basalt police officer, published a letter to the editor, and he talked about how, as a police officer, he's a volunteer tutor, and that connection that he's making with his student is helping him in his job to be more connected to the community and to understand the challenges of the immigrant experience.
And what newspaper is that in?
In the Post Independent.
So any way in particular that KDNK helps English in Action or can help English in Action?
Well, I think just spreading the word and encouraging people to become volunteer tutors and to become involved in our events. A lot of our volunteers come through KDNK.
Thank you so much, Laura.
Thanks.